I've never been what you'd call a single tasker. It's a wet, blustery day, and I don't have anything in particular to say, but I never let that stop me in the olden blog times, did I? Here's one thing. You can help me continue my easy-peasy image selection method by tossing out some random keyword suggestions. I'll type them into my WordPress media library and see what pops up. Here, let's try rain and wind. Aw, this picture gives me a smile. It's from our first spring in Portland. My youngest kid's first time needing raincoats. When we moved into this house, a block and a half from Klickitat Street, practically the first thing I did was buy Huck, a Henry Huggins yellow rain slicker. Wind didn't bring up anything terribly windy, just a lot of pretty windows. Well, my new dart is underway. I finally wrestled some tax info into shape for the accountant, and I did a bunch of admin chores. Scott and some of the kids are watching an Iron Man movie. I think I'm going to take the rest of the afternoon off and do some prep for some stitching projects. I found that it works well for me to immerse in the planning, cutting, choosing stages for several projects at once, and then I stick everything for each project in a different bin. And that way, I can reach for whatever kind of stitching I'm in the mood for. Right now, I have a needle painting project begun last fall, summer, idle for months, a sexual newbie project begun even longer ago, a hoop meant just for noodling around and trying things out, a really fun hoop based on Tove Jensen's Little My illustrations. Rilla is helping me with the design of that one. And a long-in-progress piece I designed myself. Oh, and when all I feel like doing is hem-stitching by hand, which I was surprised to discover I adore doing, having believed Joe March for decades that it was a detestable activity, I work on a long-term project. They're all long-term. Hemming big squares of linen to use as gift wrapping cloths. I only got a few made in time for Christmas this year, but I'm determined to switch over from paper completely. So that's plenty to keep me busy for weeks, months to come. And now I'm wondering why I thought I needed to prep anything new. I guess it's that I have this cozy flannel that I want to make pajama pants out of. Hand-sewn, if possible, because that's the only kind of sewing I really like. The machine treats me with the disdain of a cat. If it could knock the scissors onto the floor, it totally would. Well, I also have the book Melanie recommended in the comments the other day, A Ghost in the Throat, on audio. So I suppose I could put that on and work on one of the million projects already sitting here beside me. Oh, I'm so glad we had this little talk. This post appears on Here in the Bonnie Glen, the blog of me, Melissa Wiley, at melissawiley.com/blog. It was published on January 4th, 2023.